We'll go with Jerron Hosley, and we also have, you know, Charles James. So, you know, they practice there all week, and so we'll go that way.
What have you seen from Hosley? I mean, I know you guys have been high on him from last year, but he's obviously hit a few bumps in the road.
Yeah, well, you know, he had an injury, you know, after the Kansas City game. And so after that injury, you know, he came back. He really practiced well 2 weeks ago. And then, you know, just working him back into the lineup, you know, getting him the amount of reps that he needs to get. You know, Jerron has good cover skills. I think he's a good matchup for some of the quick guys that they have in their lineup. So, I mean, I don't think we'll miss a beat from that standpoint as far as the quickness and the matchups are concerned.
What went into the decision then to go with Antrell late in the game rather than Hosley last week? What went into the decision to go with Antrell at that spot last week?
At the spot
and in the as like the third as nickel corner late in the game.
Actually, we were in dime personnel, so we had six DBs on the field. We had every DB that could dress and was healthy that could play. So that's why Antrell had to go down and Hosley went out to the corner, and then Brandon Mundy came in.
What do you see in RG3 this year that's making a difference than last year when he was so dynamic?
I think he's the same guy. You know. I think he's the same player. He surprised everybody, you know, with just his abilities last year. I think he's still a dangerous threat. I really see no difference. And you know, we've kind of, I think defenses have learned to defend him a little bit better. Not that you can totally shut him down, because in some games you see they roll for 400 or 500 yards. In other games, like Monday night, San Fran did a great job in defending him. So I think, you know, defenses they've learned to defend him a little better.
JPP is going to be out, obviously. How do you work with that? Does Jenkins move outside, or do you do a number of things?
Well, you know, we'll play more. I mean, you know, we'll get him ready. We'll also play Jenkins and move him outside a little bit, you know. So obviously we have a plan that we'll do a couple different things in certain situations.
Does Kuhn come into the picture?
Kuhn will come into the picture, yeah. So that gives us, you know, that added body inside that we can go and play with, no doubt.
It seems like everybody's always anxious to see DeMontre get out there and be the pass rusher. Is this a difficult offense to throw him in there for a lot of snaps because of the way they run the read option and everything else?
This is a difficult offense for any defensive end. Okay, because it is a read option offense. It is a play action offense. They do a number of things to make the defensive ends think. So it is quite difficult.
So in that sense, you know, Jenkins in that spot might give you a little bit more confidence because he has that experience.
I would say you're correct in saying that, no doubt.
When you're working on your game plan, how much does tendency factor in? Like, if you say the team runs this personnel, they throw 80% of the time. Does that help you a lot, or is that?
It does in some cases. Yeah. You know, we look at all those aspects of the game as far as, you know, down distance tendencies, you know, first, second down, what do they do, et cetera. You factor all that in.
But is it hard to base a large part of your game plan?
You can't place everything on that. Yeah. You know, some teams have huge tendencies, and you plan accordingly, and some teams don't have those huge tendencies, so you have to, you know, try to understand what they're doing and how they're setting up their plays.
McBride is such an underappreciated part of this defense, or at least he was. You know, he goes out late in the third, early fourth in that game. From the outside, it's almost like, how did that one injury kind of send your defense, not into a tizzy, but just the idea threw you off a little bit? Mm-hmm. Does that surprise you, or did you know that in that spot, the value of those two guys at corner, Prince
well,
and
McBride? You're talking about really two players when you say, like, McBride goes down, so Webster's not there, you know. So when you have three strong corners, and then you're using your fourth core, four strong corners, and using your one of the third guys, which is T2, in the nickel slot, it you know, the level of your execution is not as good because that guy might not get enough reps at seeing the plays and doing what he should do. So that's, you know, that's where the uneasiness comes in at.
So it almost weakens you in three spots on even on that last drive. I mean, not that you're saying those players are weaker, but, you know.
I wouldn't say, like, we really had prepared – because of the personnel groups that they brought in, we had really prepared to play a six DB rotation, okay? And we said, hey, we're going to put the best players on the field, you know. So our best players were the two safeties, you know, Mundy and Hill. And then we could put, you know, Roll has played the nickel position and T2 has played the nickel position. And so we had practiced that. That was something that we had, you know, that we understood and that we knew that we could do.